Hi, John. How are we doing today?
Doing well, Roger. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, listen, I just read the other day that the Chinese government is going on the gold standard and they're kind of going at it full force. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. My understanding of this is that they would take their currency and it would not be convertible inside China. So if you're a regular Chinese citizen, you're still using, fiat currency issued by the government backed by nothing. But in international trade, whether they're buying cargoes of crude, whatever they're doing in the international markets, that Chinese yuan would be able to be converted into gold. And I think the reason they're doing that is because right now people really do not want the Chinese currency. They're doing reciprocal deals like with Brazil. Like they'll accept the Brazilian currency, Brazil will accept the Chinese yuan. But they want to do a broader international type thing where that's automatically accepted no matter what. So they have facilities now. There is in Shanghai and in Shenzhen, there's already vaulted gold that's ready to be moved. That can be facilitated for trade. Hong Kong, and they're saying eventually Singapore, Zurich, and Dubai. Sounds like the Saudis are interested as well. That's not been announced yet. But it kind of follows the One Belt, One Road initiative. I would not be surprised if they have something in Africa. But right now that's still not announced either.
Well, the United States went off the gold standard in terms of convertible gold in 33 under FDR, I believe, and then in 1971 Nixon took us or couldn't convert it, period.
So,
isn't that how that works?
yeah, very much like the United States between 33 and 71. The people could not convert for gold. The US citizen could not.
Okay.
But France, other countries could convert to gold. I can't think of the name of the De Gaulle was the great French
Right,
general in
okay,
World War II. He was the president of France,
Right.
and he sent warships over to the United States because he thought during the whole Vietnam War and LBJ guns and butter programs, that the United States does not have as much gold as what they're spending. He just thought we were spending like crazy. So France started repatriating gold in the
Okay.
60s and early 70s, and it might have been in part that's why Nixon took us off international convertibility because he did not want other nations taking the gold.
So we've been the international community's been on the dollar standard for a very long time. They've kind of trusted the dollar and they put, understanding that we do have the gold between New York and Fort Knox. We got quite a bit. And but with the Chinese doing this, and let's see, from a political standpoint in 22, we froze all of the Russian stuff. So that means that maybe it wasn't as safe here anymore. So how's what China is doing, how's that affecting the way the rest of the world looks at the US?
Well, it's definitely affecting how they're looking at the U.S. The United States, when the dollar was no longer backed by gold, And the Arabs did the oil embargoes. The United States quickly negotiated, especially with Saudi Arabia, and they sort of set the standard with Saudi Arabia, but it spread throughout the Arab world that they would take dollars for oil and that they would recycle those dollars, the surplus, into U.S. treasuries
Oh.
and earn interest. And they talked the Arab world into believing that interest is better than gold because you got an income.
Right. Well, gold would be static.
So there was a, I'm going to say, a de facto backing by oil to the dollar after that happened.
I see.
That has also fallen apart as the United States became a big oil producer. We're now like the biggest oil producer in the world. So the and now the Saudis are accepting other currencies for their oil. They're dealing with the Chinese in Chinese currency. So our whole stranglehold over world trade being conducted in dollars is chipping away. It's chipping away a little bit. It does not seem like we're going to lose reserve currency status right away, but the Russians and the Chinese, which are a huge part of the world, have good reasons to not use the dollars anymore. So we're seeing the world shift away from the dollar, and it's just a matter of how fast does it go?
And of course, the Chinese are buying gold as fast as they can get their hot little hands on it. So that's they're kind of fortifying their position as well. So it almost sounds like, correct me here if I'm wrong or if I'm overreacting, almost sounds like a bit of a an assault on this dollar stranglehold, to use your words.
Yes. But weirdly enough, if you take the Fort Knox gold, it is still valued on the United States books at $42 an ounce.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so if the federal government, so we're shut down. There is judges ordering, oh, you got to spend money on this, you got to spend money on that, but we're shut down. The government is shut down. At this point, I believe Donald Trump could executive order that the gold be revalued to $4,000 or wherever gold is at right now. And that would give him an extra trillion and a half to spend. And there is also talk that he would rather revalue gold in the $8,000 to $10,000 an ounce area, because if he would get that, that would be about $2.5 trillion, somewhere in there. And with that, he could redeem all the treasuries that are owned internationally by foreign governments. Not have any beholden to them in any way than, as far as debt or treasuries. So the ch it actually seems to me like all roads lead to higher gold because the Chinese want higher gold. They want to sort of strangle the West, I think, that way. But in some respects, the United States might want a higher gold price too.
Wow. Well, John, it's making my head spin. So I guess we just have to watch the newspapers and see where it goes from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, John.